Every day we can observe around us irreversible spontaneous phenomena. These phenomena are characterized by the fact that they lead to a net dispersion of energy. The entropy, S, is the magnitude that measures the degree of dispersion of the energy of a system, and the symbol for its unit is J over K. For all pure and crystalline substances, entropy is zero at 0 K, absolute zero, as under these conditions, there is only one way to distribute the energy of a system. With regard to entropy change with temperature for a generic substance, it can be observed that the major variations of entropy correspond to changes of state, when temperatures remain constant, in which the greatest variation in the degree of freedom of the particles of the system occurs, and therefore an increase in the ways the energy of the system is dispersed. In an isolated system, only those changes that result in an increase in energy dispersion, and therefore an increase in entropy, can occur. In other words, the entropy of the final system must be greater than the initial state. The fundamental principles that govern all transformations in the universe and therefore chemical reactions can be summarized as follows. The total energy of the universe is constant, and the total entropy of the universe is increasing. Normally, no chemical changes occur in an isolated system, and for this reason, to evaluate the change of entropy in the universe, it is necessary to take into account both variations of entropy in the system and in the environment. The second law can therefore be written in the following form. Delta S univ equals open brackets delta S cis plus delta S env close brackets greater than zero. Evaluation of the change in entropy of the environment depends on the influence transformations have on energy, that is, in the two following situations. An exothermic transformation, delta H less than zero, is always accompanied by an increase in the entropy of the environment, delta S env greater than zero. An endothermic transformation, delta H greater than zero, is always accompanied by a decrease in the entropy of the environment, delta S env less than zero. To predict the change in entropy of a system as a result of a transformation, it is necessary to distinguish three different situations. When delta S cis is greater than zero, there is an increase in the entropy of the system. Changes of state lead to an increased freedom of movement of the particles of the system, melting, evaporation, sublimation, and naturally entropy decreases in the reverse changes of state. When delta S cis is greater than zero, there is an increase in the entropy of the system. In chemical reactions, there is an increase in the number of species in the gaseous state. Of course, the entropy decreases in reactions in which the opposite occurs. When delta S cis is approximately equal to zero, there is no appreciable change in the entropy of the system. In chemical reactions, both the reactants and the products are in the same liquid or solid state. To predict whether a given chemical reaction can occur, it is useful to remember the following criteria. All exothermic reactions that lead to an increase in the entropy of the system, delta S env greater than zero and delta S cis greater than zero, are possible reactions. All endothermic reactions that would lead to a decrease in the entropy of the system, delta S env less than zero and delta S cis less than zero, are impossible reactions. Reactions in which delta S env and delta S cis have opposite signs are possible reactions only under certain conditions. In the latter case, system temperature is crucial. An increase in temperature can make endothermic transformations possible, which result in an increase in the entropy of the system. And conversely, a decrease in temperature can make exothermic transformations possible, which reduce the entropy of the system. Free energy, G, is a thermodynamic quantity which enables the feasibility of a transformation that takes place at a certain temperature to be predicted based on the values delta H and delta S cis. The relationship between these three quantities is given by the Gibbs equation. Delta G equals the product of delta H minus T and delta S. A transformation can only occur if delta G is less than zero. And this certainly occurs if both the factors delta H less than zero and delta S greater than zero are favorable. In the event that these factors are not favorable, the determining factor is the value of temperature at which the transformation takes place.